You're tuned to VibesFM.net. I am Sarah C, and today's special guest is a Grammy Award-winning reggae architect, fusing gospel with soul and reggae with inspirational energy. Toots, welcome to Vibes FM.
Hey, welcome, Sarah.
Now, you've already been to Australia, Singapore, America, and Canada. How's the tour going so far?
It's doing so well. It's very nice, tiring sometimes, because we've been to from Australia to America and to come to the UK, and it's on one breath, you know, we don't break.
And how's the reception been?
Beautiful, as usual, nothing ever changed. 2 centimeters is the people them choice, and that's why I'm here. To give them an equal share.
That's right, and those spiritual vibes.
And they're looking out. I know everybody is looking for the Brixton
Academy.
So we all going to be there. And they always expect one of the greatest performances from me. So I'm here to give it to them.
It's right. It's that spiritual energy that you have. I defy anybody not to feel it. What do you think causes that?
It's just the spirit of the Lord who in me and work is talenting me, and my parents. It's coming from the church. My singing is like, I was growing up in the church, and then church kind of the spiritualness out of a church, which is out of the people, it have a role to play in my performance and in my singing, my composition, my musical, you know, everything is just a spiritual way.
Now, you recorded 5446 for Leslie Kong just as you'd come out of prison.
I wasn't in no prison.
No?
No. I never go to prison.
So how'd you get the number?
I was innocent. There wasn't a prison. There wasn't a number. In those days, it was just politics.
Okay, so the 5446?
Yes, I composed it.
Okay.
It wasn't a bike number. It wasn't on my shirt number.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't have a number. So I composed it in order to get back on top. You know, so that's what it was, number one.
Okay, because legend has it, well, in fact, I read this in the Virgin Reggae Encyclopedia, and it says that Chris Blackwell only signed the Wailers because he couldn't get the Maytals.
People just talk things, you know. People just go and talk things.
Okay, because you were both very big at the same time, weren't you?
Yeah, Wailers singing before me, and they was big just as me. But the only difference, Chris did give them good promotion. He didn't get to give me any promotion. So it was so beautiful because Bob and Wailers and myself was good friends, you know? So it was good when Chris Blackwell do so many good things for reggae music, and you know? And I was the one who coined the word reggae when I invented the word reggae. The music was in the airplane all the time. Nobody didn't know what to call it. Some people would call it blue beat or boogie beat. But one morning, me and my two friends were sitting down. I think it was a Tuesday morning, and I played my little guitar and making some sound, and there was a slang in Jamaica called Streggy. If the girl not looking so good, we call her Streggy. If we not looking so good, she called us Streggy. So maybe I get that word from that slang, Streggy, in Jamaica, you know, like. So then I say, let's do the reggae. So maybe it's coming from there, or coming from in the air, of my own knowledge, and so forth. But I was the one who coined the word reggae, and I never knew it was going to be like what it is today. is very big, and everybody in the world reggae. Some people don't even know where the word come from. Come from toots and metals. It is me.
That's right. I always say reggae has taken over the whole wide world, so who knew what you were spawning that day?
Right.
Now, you won a Grammy in 2005 for your album True Love, and you did it with all sorts of guest artists, not least of which Keith Richards. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you also toured with the Rolling Stones. How did the concept of the album come to you?
Good. The concept was coming from myself and Mike and Richard. Is a guy who did the producing called Richard. And I have the idea for a long time to get great artists to collaborate with me, and the idea comes up and we all go for it. And all of these great people take part in my album. It was so good, you know? Great.
That's right, it was an absolute storming success. Now, you've transcended. It's not just reggae. You've done some pop, and you were huge over here in the punk scene and the ska revival. What was it like for you coming over here and getting that kind of reception?
It was great, because if I don't travel, people won't see me. And to get this kind of push on top of the pops in those days too, and all the great radio station in the UK, it was a good thing to happen for me.
And when you saw groups like The Clash and Bad Manners and Madness doing that kind of thing, what did you make of that?
I make great things. It was surprising and amazing to me to see The Police, Clash, and all these great people sing one of my songs. It's a good feeling.
Brilliant. Now, if we can move right to the present, I know that there's a documentary that you've just recorded that's going to come out on the DVD, and there's also going to be a live unplugged album that goes with it. What should we look forward to with that? Can you tell us a little bit about what you did there?
Yeah, we did this up Strawberry Hill. Chris Blackwell, a resident, and it was a good thing to do. And I have the access to go to Strawberry Hill anytime I want to go there. It's a good place for anyone can go and relax and do good video like what I'm doing. And BBC is so great people, just a great people to work with. And DVD going to be one of the best things that I've ever released. For the documentary, it is strong, and I think very good things about it.
Okay, because they're both coming out in November, so definitely keep it locked to vibesfm.net, and we'll let you know when it's released. Now, looking forward to future plans and projects, once you've finished this big tour, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go home and sleep. I'm going to go home and sleep, because I have more projects will be coming your way. But I have to take a stop and think and see what to do next time.
More than fair enough. Toots Hibbert, it's been so kind of you to make the time to talk to us at Vibes FM. Before I let you go, do you have a message for your fans?
Yeah, I always have messages for my fans. I really appreciate all these fans that following me over the years, and now we have 18-year-old fans, 17-year-old, 16, little children just keep following my show also. And so you got to really be excited. It's an excited thing. So come on to the Brixton and see Toots and the Maytals. It's going to be good. I'm not telling you anything more. Just come and see for yourself. Yeah, this is Toots from Toots and the Maytals saying, Sarah, do a song, boy. Don't scare her. No time. Nobody try. Sierra is the best. She never lose the contest. Yeah, you know the rest. Yeah, this is Vibes. Toots and Vibes FM. Your number one station, that golden nation. Give it to me every time. Yeah, man.